Afghanistan's newly elected head of state, Hamid Karzai, was inaugurated today. The brief ceremony took place after Karzai gave a long-awaited speech to the 1,600 delegates of the Loya Jirga. Today's inauguration marks the conclusion of 9 days of council meetings designed to help appoint a new government for Afghanistan. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
During his opening remarks, President-elect Hamid Karzai drew laughter and applause from the crowd in the Loya Jirga tent. If you only knew what I've been through today, he said, may God never face you with a similar situation. Karzai had been under growing pressure from frustrated delegates to present his next cabinet of ministers, but he delayed the announcement for several days as he struggled to hammer out a compromise that satisfied Afghanistan's armed factions and powerful warlords. Some of them, particularly members of the Tajik-dominated Northern Alliance, were already members of the outgoing government. One insider described the recent backroom negotiations between Karzai and the country's political bosses as heated and said they even involved threats. In the end, Karzai announced the names of 14 ministers for his 18-month transitional government. The three Northern Alliance leaders held on to ministerial positions they gained after helping oust the Taliban, and one of them, the defense minister, was even given a second post of vice president. Two other regional warlords from rival ethnic groups have also been given vice presidential posts on the condition that they renounce their current roles as provincial governors. It's part of an attempt to create a broad-based multi-ethnic government. There's been some debates over whether Karzai would first have to seek the Loya Jirga's approval for his proposed cabinet. Karzai resolved this question by asking the delegates to vote with a quick show of hands. You've approved it. I'm happy now, Karzai said before returning to his speech. Dressed in a turban and his trademark green cape, he stood flanked by four officers in military dress. For the next year and a half, he promised to lead an independent and Islamic government. No bribery, no ethnic parties, no guns and no warlords, he said. And if I don't fulfill this promise to the people, tell me, because then I swear I will resign. Peace and stability still present a major challenge for Afghanistan. Just last night, unknown assailants fired a series of rockets at Kabul's diplomatic district. Not everyone appeared happy with Karzai's announcements. When the chairman of the conference called a break for evening prayers, some delegates began yelling complaints at the stage. Soon after, Karzai returned to the podium for a swearing-in ceremony led by the country's chief justice. Before the night was through, Afghanistan's newly elected president began awarding medals to Loya Jirga members. When Karzai invited tribal elders up to the podium, pandemonium ensued as dozens of delegates in robes and turbans swamped the stage. Now, after 9 days of passionate speeches and angry debates, the Loya Jirga has come to an end. Karzai has asked some members to stay behind to help form a national parliament. And this weekend, Karzai will also oversee the transfer of power ceremony from the interim administration he's led for the past 6 months to the transitional government. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.